Yeah, I have an agent. He was one of my reports came in pretty much homeless. I don't know. I didn't really understand exactly how he got himself in that situation. He was in the military. He was a teacher. He had a great background. His relationship with his wife didn't go right. Lost his wife, lost his child. He was living in his car, basically.
Oh.
And I didn't really know that until a little bit later, until we brought him on. But this was it for him. He was living day to day, and plugged him in the system. We developed a relationship with him, coached him up, and then I learned more about his personal situation. I really put in some extra effort to help out. We do have some programs where financially I can help him get on his feet in a stable situation. Moved him out of a car. We funded an apartment for him. So he was living in an apartment close to the office. He was working 14, 15 hours a day. He's trying to learn the system, learn how to be successful. And we helped him financially for 3 months until he got on his feet. And he did. And he grew to be very successful. He became one of my sales managers. And today he's thriving. Totally changed his life. He's got a nice house now. He has a relationship back with his son. So it's tremendous.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications that help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast. Podcast with your host, Freddie D.
Ready!
Have you encountered language barriers with non-English speaking clients? Are language communication challenges hindering your business opportunities? For top-notch language services, choose a foreign language service. They facilitate communications in over 400 languages, enhancing your offerings and driving success. As Arizona's premier language provider for over 30 years, they offer elite interpreting and translation services, including American Sign Language, nationwide. With a focus on excellence, they provide 24/7 telephonic and video interpreting with a live interpreter in under 60 seconds. Request telephonic, video, or in-person interpreting. They also offer translation for documents, courseware, software, and websites, as well as audio transcription and voiceovers. Trust in their expertise for effective language communication solutions for your business needs. Get in touch today at 844-813-4242 or explore their services at 400400languages.com.
Yeah, I did have an agent. He was one of my reports. Came in pretty much homeless. I don't know. I didn't really understand exactly how he got himself in that situation. He was in the military. He was a teacher. He had a great background. His relationship with his wife didn't go right. Lost his wife, lost his child. He was living in his car, basically.
Oh.
And I didn't really know that until a little bit later, until we brought him on. But this was it for him. He was living day to day. And plugged him in the system. We developed a relationship with him, coached him up. And then I learned more about his personal situation. I really put in some extra effort to help out. We do have some programs where financially I can help him get on his feet in a stable situation. Moved him out of a car. We funded an apartment for him. So he was living in an apartment close to the office. He was working 14, 15 hours a day. He's trying to learn the system, learn how to be successful. And we helped him financially for 3 months until he got on his feet, and he did. And he grew to be very successful. He became one of my sales managers. And today he's thriving, totally changed his life. He's got a nice house now. He has a relationship back with his son. So it's tremendous.
Have you ever faced the challenges of a language barrier with non-English speaking clients? You need the expertise of my friends at A Foreign Language Service, known as the 400 Language People. They bridge the communication gap, empowering you to connect in over 400 languages and enhance your services and your ability to achieve greater success. For over 29 years, the Foreign Language Service has been Arizona's top language interpreting and translation agency. They offer high-quality interpreting and translation services in over 400 languages, including American Sign Language, ASL, nationwide. With a strong commitment to quality, they have become a trusted provider in the industry. They provide a wide range of services, including on-demand 24/7 telephonic and video interpreting. Connect with a live interpreter in just about 60 seconds. Pre-scheduled telephonic and video interpreting, on-site in-person interpreting, document and courseware translation, software and website translation, transcription, and voiceovers. Their offerings cater to diverse language needs, ensuring efficient communication and accurate translations for your business. For all your language communication needs, trust A Foreign Language Service to help you communicate effectively. Reach out to them today at 844-813-4242 or visit their website at 400-languages.com.
William Sparks, or as he prefers being called, Bill, has been happily married to his wife, Brenda Sparks, for 19 years, and they have a son named Will, who is starting his first year at the University of Memphis. He and his family enjoy traveling, hiking, and trying out new restaurants all over the United States. After working as an executive in the chemical industry for 34 years, he retired and evaluated various entrepreneur opportunities. Ultimately, he decided to start a health insurance business, which has now been running for 5 years and has grown into becoming the largest in the Southeast division for U.S. Health Advisors. It's a very fulfilling business as we help others attain quality and affordable health benefits, Bill states. Welcome, Bill Sparks, to the Business Superfan Podcast Show. How are you, Bill?
Oh, man, for Saturday morning, I'm pumped up. Good to see you again, my friend. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been. We've known each other several decades, at least.
Yeah, like you said, it's been a minute, that's for sure.
It's been a minute, yes. So tell us, how did you get started? I remember back in the day, you were selling chemical sales and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started into chemical sales, and your story a little bit.
All right, absolutely, yeah. So when I came out of graduate school at Georgia Tech, with a major in polymer chemistry at the time, finishing up my master's and on my way to get my PhD, and had a real good advisor, my counselor, through that program, and said, you know what, you've got a lot of natural sales ability, and I think you would be better served going into the business aspect of this competency versus going into academia. And it was good advice. And so I, from that point, the chemical industry was booming back in the early 80s. That's when I was in grad school. So I took some interviews, and Union at that time was called Union Oil, or Unical, was looking for bringing in some chemical engineers, some polymer engineers through a new sales training program that they had started. And they offered me the opportunity. So wrapped up my master's program, graduated, and took that opportunity. And that's really how I got into sales. That opened the door for me. Training was excellent. That platform at the stage for my future, not only was the technical training, but also the sales skills and the competencies. And as a result of that, I met four or five mentors in that company that helped me all the way through the 34 years that I was in the chemical industry. And they gave me good advice. They would refer me. They pulled me up and opened a lot of doors. So there's a lot to be said about that is networking and connecting with the right people and being loyal to them, and they can really help. So with that, that launched my sales career. I'm the goal setter. And at that point, I came out and I set a goal that I wanted to be the president and CEO of a chemical company. And not because of the position, but what I would become going down that path, on that journey, what I would learn. And I knew if I ever made it there, then I'd accomplished a lot, learned a lot. I had and certainly would have had the support of many people to get there.
How did you get that support? Because that's really key is, okay, you might have the skill set, but if you don't have people backing you and believing in you, it doesn't work.
Yeah, being young like that, I was very enthusiastic. I was eager to learn. I worked hard. And they saw that. They saw the effort. I supported them in their efforts. I gave them 110%. So I built their loyalty. We worked together. We accomplished a lot together. That helped a lot, being successful, helping them being successful. Really, that's how I built their loyalty, their trust in me. And as you are now, if you reach down and help and pull someone up, you look for those people that are hungry, that want that help, that are really working hard, that could use your expertise and wisdom, and they're committed to it. Somebody that you can trust. And that's what I developed, not knowing that's what I was doing, but it was just being loyal to them, being trustworthy, working hard. And it really solidified those relationships.
So you built super fan relationships with those people because they believed in you and they knew that you had their loyalty and their trust. And so they were super fans of you. And because of the relationships that you built, they knew that, okay, Bill can get it done. And you were recommended for promotions and everything else because your mentors were super fans of Bill Sparks.
Correct. Yeah. And you're right. I mean, they knew they could count on me. I would get it done. And there was no waste of time. I went at it, completed it, always exceeded what was expected, and wanted more responsibility. And as I earned that trust through that success, they gave me more. And it pulled me up. I advanced pretty rapidly through the organization. It's a corporate world. It can be tough politically. So it does help to have those super fans, mentors that will watch your back, that will help you, give you good advice.
Well, that's the difference right there. That's completely the difference, is having people believe in you and see your potential, and they talk you up. As a super fan, they talk you up to the higher ups. And that's the secret that a lot of people don't realize. It's about building relationships, and those relationships open up opportunities for other relationships that can change people's lives.
Right. I wish I'd have been more aware of that, more conscious of it, what was really happening. I would have done more of it, more networking. I did. And now I try to teach that to my son. And as he builds his career in my agents, network, build those connections, and those super fans are going to help you. And it started early. And networking is key to anything in life. Your family relationships, your business relationships, your church relationships, it's absolutely key.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about relationships. And the transactional mindset is good for a moment, but it's not a long-term aspect. It's really long-term is building those relationships and getting those people to become brand advocates. I, in turn, call them business super fans, but basically they're advocates of not only the business, but the individuals that are involved in that business. So tell us, how did you transition out of the chemical industry and get yourself going into working with U.S. health advisors and providing healthcare insurances for small businesses?
Well, good question. So I reside in Memphis. I moved here, took several roads, and one of those led to my ultimate goal, and that was to became president and CEO of a company in town, and had a contract with them. We did some good there, changed a business from being non-profitable to profitable, and set it on the right path to growth. So I finished out my contract and was on to the next opportunity. We liked the area. It was going to take me out of this area here. I've been traveling a lot. You come to the crossroads, and I've always wanted my own business. So I knew I'd had to make a decision that if I was going to go out on my own, that it was time to do it. And I had the resources that would give me time to do that, to find something and make the right decision. So that's what I did. I evaluated all types of opportunities, went through about 30. And then I really stumbled across U.S. Health by mistake. Because I was looking for health insurance. I was on, of course, the COBRA plan, which was very expensive.
Right.
I was looking at the Obamacare plans, which were very expensive. And I knew there had to be a better way. And like my clients, and like I was at that point, at that time, I knew nothing about health insurance or private health insurance. So I met the division leader at a networking event. And primarily, we're just talking to him about his business and to share with him my challenges. So he invited me to come over to talk about two things. One is he wanted me to consult for him to help build his business. Number two, he wanted me to show what they offered to my personal use. I loved it. I couldn't believe the plans they had, the value that they offered. We talked a lot about the corporate structure, their strategy, really bought into it, got to meet some of their senior leaders. So I consulted for them for about 3 months and really saw the potential in this business and decided this is something I wanted to do. And the reason was there's people out there that just, and especially small business owners, that just don't know where to go. I saw an opportunity. I can speak their language, being an executive coming from that background, and help them and guide them in the right way and just point them, lay out their options and allow them to and coach them to make the right decisions. So I saw that as something that would be rewarding to me. And that's how I got involved with it. Basically took that leap of faith, walked away from chemical industry that had been in for 34 years, took on a totally different different side of my brain, something new to me, but everything I'd learned in my sales experience and my management experience in the chemical industry transferred very nicely into this. So I took that opportunity, grew to be the largest producing agent in the region. I was rewarded for that, given a lot of promotion opportunities. Last year, I was what we call a field sales leader and had 40 agents working under my tutelage. So that's really how I got into it. Having a look back, I've really enjoyed it and very excited about the future. I was telling my wife, she asked me when I'm going to slow down. I said, why? Enjoying what I do.
That's the secret right there, is enjoying what you do. So let's go back and say, okay, so you've got about 40 agents. How did you build those agents? And then how did you turn those agents into super fans of you, because they have to believe in you and help grow your business?
In this kind of business, it's, you got to walk the walk and win one aspect. So the fact that I had been very successful as an agent, they were aware of. So I also was able to develop a very good model that was transferable. So it's a plug-in system. I provide them a lot of on-hands training and then just show them the way, basically. If they buy into it and put the effort into it and learn the system that we've rolled out, then they have a really good chance of being successful. So that really helps a lot, is that trust in me and that trust in the system, trust in me based on my personal success. Trust in seeing other agents come in and plugging in the system, and they are being successful. That carries a lot of weight. And then we're there to help them. We're 24/7. And after about 4 weeks, if they're really committed to it, they'll start to see success. They'll build momentum and start believing in it.
What do you do? And how do you recognize them? Do you have any kind of recognition system in place?
Well, we do. We set little milestones for them the first 4 weeks that they have the opportunity to hit so many revenue dollars. We have three different milestones, and it tells us how they're coming along. There's a low tier, middle tier, and high tier. And that really shows us who has the commitment, who can do this. And it shows them that they can do it. So there's monetary rewards for it. There's recognition as a result of that. We're really big in recognizing our agents on a weekly basis. We have a sales meeting. It's very consistent every Friday where we take time to recognize the success of the agents. And there's the monetary rewards that come with it as well. So that's encouraging. And these folks that are successful in this business, they're very hungry. And then most of them are very well-oriented. So having those milestones and having that monetary reward for them really helps them.
Yeah, because if you remember my book, people will crawl through broken glass for appreciation and recognition. So recognition is very important. Well, the monetary is nice, but that personal recognition, and especially if you're doing it in front of others, because it's one thing to say, hey, Bill, thanks a lot. Really appreciate for all your great efforts. And it's another thing to say, hey, everybody, I want to take a moment to recognize Bill for his efforts in growing his area and everything else in front of an audience. That's a completely different level of recognition.
Yeah, and it, some people come into this kind of business changes their life financially. I mean, some folks, this is their last opportunity. They're broke. and they have nothing to lose. And then you see those individuals transform their whole life through this opportunity, making an income that they never thought was ever possible, taking care of their families. It's tremendous.
And it's going to be rewarding for you. I mean, that's going to make you feel proud and good and giving you the energy to saying, wow, look, I've brought a team together and I've transformed people's lives. I mean, that's huge. Yep.
And those are my super fans. Ones that
you transform their life. Right. They look at you as you're right. They're your super fans.
Yeah. And so from that point, once you get developed a couple layers of that success, then the recruiting and then the success and the energy in the office you have a lot of momentum.
Right.
And it's just perpetual. So that's really how we get it started. You start one step at a time and you build that momentum, and success builds on success.
Yep.
And you get super fans and they believe in the system, and then
it automatically attracts others. I remember watching years ago a YouTube video, and it has nothing to do with business, but it has everything to do with business. It was like a rock concert, and there's a guy dancing on a hill by himself, and someone's videotaping it, looking like, look at this idiot. He's dancing by himself, all by himself, dancing and partying and having a good time. Next scene, there's a second guy that comes in there, and the two of them are starting to dance. And he's got someone that believes in him and hanging out with them. Next thing you know, you got four people that come down. The next thing you know is all of a sudden you get 20 people that run down. And then the people that are filming, they get up and they run into it. And now there's a huge crowd partying. And it was all because one guy believed in himself and did it. So you're doing the same thing as you started out by yourself. You attracted other people into the business. You've created an energized environment of a bunch of super fans, and they're attracting other people, which is what my whole Creating Business Super Fans is all about. Is you build that energy, and those, that team, you can't buy that kind of marketing because they're out there propelling it, and their friends and their family members and everybody else, they're telling everybody.
And you're right.
That's the cool part.
Yeah. And you can't buy that. It's just, you got to believe in what you're doing, and that radiates, and people can tell if you believe in it or not as a leader. And once it, and they see that belief and confidence you have, and then they latch onto it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah.
So let's talk about customers. What do you guys do to really energize your customers to become super fans, so they're in turn telling other potential customers or their friends or their business partners to attract, create that momentum from a customer base?
This line of work in this business, trust is very key. You're dealing with people's lives, their health. So you've got to establish that and earn that trust. And you do that in a number of different ways. And that's really where it starts, is at the agent level. So we're through the competency that we offer, laying out options, being very consistent. The plans do deliver on what we say. And as an agent or an advisor to your customer, we don't go away. You know, we're with them from what I call, you know, cradle to grave. So the entire life of that customer relationship. So we establish, we really work on building trust, being trustworthy, delivering value through the plan performance, being very competitive. That starts at the grassroots level. And then from that, they refer their network to us. And that's really how we build our business, is one customer at a time. And then we encourage them to share. And we do offer them incentives if they do want some business in our way, we're able to help them. Not that's a driver, but that's a little something that they can look forward to. But it's just in this business, is earning trust and being trustworthy and delivering on your promises and solving problems. There's not the perfect situation in anything. There was never the perfect product in the chemical industry. There's not the perfect health insurance plan, but we can solve problems, and we can put them in the best situation as possible.
Do you have a story that you can share of how you had handled the problem and got it solved for a customer?
Well, a lot of those through just misinterpretation on not knowing how the plan works, coaching them how to get full utilization and maximize their benefits. That's really how we do it. For instance, I did have a customer that had leukemia, and we were looking at $800,000 in medical bills. Well, he had a plan that we offer that allows you to customize the options. And you can start at a low level, and that allows you to meet a certain budget, but it had an upgrade to it. In the situation, if you were diagnosed with cancer, they would pay 100% of it after you were able to satisfy a threshold or a deductible. He wasn't aware of it. He just thought about it, called me all stressed out. I said, hey, don't worry. We put you in good shape. I said, let's go back and revisit where you are. This is your plan. It's upgradable. It's affordable. And all you're looking at is a $3,000 out-of-pocket cost, and then it's going to take care of the rest. And I mean, it was just like so much relief.
Life-changing.
Right. And that's really where we come in. And it's just like anything. It's like me with a computer. I don't know exactly how to use all the technology that my computer has to offer me. That's where we step in, and that's where we save the day. You know, we're consultants, and we keep that line of communication open so customers aren't afraid to pick up the phone and call us, and we can help them and navigate. Right. And the other is just self-employed people just don't realize that there's an opportunity here with us for them to be a part of a large association of small business owners as a self-employed 1099 and achieve tremendous savings in their premiums. So it's our job to find them and through our marketing efforts and to make them aware of the choices they have. And that's always rewarding too. When you can help somebody in that situation who's working week to week and just barely scraping by, and then they're one of their top three expenses, and we can cut that 35-40%, adds tremendous value to them. Yeah,
that's huge. Do you have a story that you can share, Bill, about one of your agents and how we talked about transforming their lives? Do you have a story of somebody, you don't have to, don't use any names, but of how someone was in that bad situation and their life is completely different today?
Yeah, I did have an agent. He was one of my reports. Came in pretty much homeless. I don't know. I didn't really understand exactly how he got himself in that situation. He was in the military. He was a teacher. He had a great background. His relationship with his wife didn't go right. Lost his wife, lost his child. He was living in his car, basically.
Oh.
And I didn't really know that until a bit later, until we brought him on. But this was it for him. He was living day to day, and plugged him in the system. We developed a relationship with him, coached him up. And as I learned more about his personal situation, I really put in some extra effort to help out. We do have some programs where financially I can help him get on his feet in a stable situation. Moved him out of a car. We funded an apartment for him. So he was living in an apartment close to the office. He was working 14, 15 hours a day. He's trying to learn the system, learn how to be successful. And we helped him financially for 3 months until he got on his feet. And he did. And he grew to be very successful. He became one of my sales managers. And today he's thriving. Totally changed his life. He's got a nice house now. He has a relationship back with his son. So it's tremendous.
That's, wow. That's big. And so he's definitely a super fan of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's the rewarding part, is being able to transform somebody's life like you just did and shared that. And I'm glad that you shared that, because that's inspirational for other people. We're on this planet for a short time, and there's nothing better than to be able to say, I transformed some people's lives. There's no money on that.
Right. And that's my goal, to be financially independent so I can do more of that. There's a lot of people that just down on a lot, and for whatever reason, and you know, just a helping hand, a little lift up makes a big difference.
But believing in them, that's really it, is believing them and giving them the opportunity. Sometimes it's just that they need that opportunity that's not given to them. And giving that opportunity can, like you said, like you did, change that person's life.
Yeah, I don't know where you probably wouldn't be on this earth if it hadn't been for this opportunity. So you're right. I mean, he is a super fan of mine, but I was glad to do it.
Sure.
And I would do it for someone else too in that situation. Luckily, it worked out good for both of us.
So you've been very successful in your career. What advice can you give an entrepreneur or a small business owner of the importance of building those relationships and creating those super fans that in turn propels their growth, as you've done, for example, with this insurance agency that you've got right now. I mean, you've got a team of super fans that are propelling the growth of the agency.
Right. Well, it just, you want to build as a leader, you want to be consistent and be trustworthy. One thing that we focus on in this kind of business is there's really three components. One is your mind, developing a very strong mindset. We work on that constantly and very positive, proactive. And we spend time every day working on that. We setting goals and developing a positive attitude. And then work ethic plays a large role in this type of industry, this work. You got to put in the effort and set the goals. And then skill set development. We work a lot every day developing our product knowledge and competitive industry knowledge and friends and being good advisors to our customers. I give a lot of presentations to various organizations, business networking group, BNI, realtor groups, Toastmasters, just share with them different trends and not really being specific about our product line, but what's happening in the public industry, what's happening in the private industry as it pertains to health insurance. I would say in building a good nucleus is what we talked about previously, is you start with one agent at a time, help them be successful, and teach them how to transfer that success to the next agent. And then they just pass the torch. And that's really it. You've got to have a good system, a system that works, people that stay with you, and you're loyal to them, you're committed to them, and vice versa.
No, it's important. It's very important because it's team building. You built a team, which have now become super fans, and they're out there promoting, and they're attracting more super fan team members. And it just perpetually grows because of the momentum that you've created, all because of the fact that you take time to put things in place to ensure their success. So right. That's really important, because there's a lot of times, well, they're an independent agent, not my problem. It's up to them to do it. And if they don't make it, too bad. Where you guys have got something in place, you put something in place to ensure that if they follow this protocol, success is there. They have to put in the effort to achieve that success.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes recruiting, I wouldn't say easier, but you don't really have to recruit anymore. The word gets out and people are waiting for an opportunity for an interview. So that comes with it as well.
And that's the super fan effect. That's exactly the super fan effect. That's what it is. It's a super fan effect that you've created energy. I'll call it energy that's out there that, wow, this is the people I want to be part of. Right. And now they're in line to come in. You're no longer, like you said, you're no longer recruiting. People are lining up and raising their hand and says, hey, I want to be part of this. And it just goes back to what I was saying about the guy dancing on the hill by himself. Now all of a sudden you're the party. And everybody wants to be part of, go to the party. It's like when you go to a restaurant, you can have two restaurants and they both serve excellent food. But one place is busy and there's a line and the other place is empty. And the food is exactly the same in quality. But guess what? Which one would you go to?
Everybody's going. That's right. What are they doing?
Exactly. And so it's the same thing. You've created that same momentum, which is really cool, because now you're in a whole different mindset and your people feel that different mindset. And now you've got a confidence. You're like when we were back in the Chicago days, you're like the Chicago Bears. You had an attitude. The Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan, had attitude. And once they had attitude, they were unbeatable.
That's it. Yeah. That plays a large role in it. And there's nothing better. We'll take the team out and celebrate and we'll go to a really nice steakhouse in town and they see our guys come in and they're dressed nice and they're driving nice cars. And who are you guys? What do you do? Everybody's out. What do you do? What do you do? What do you guys do? And that's fun. Yeah, that's fun. I mean, it's just that, like you said, it's like the Bears back in our day, that attitude, that swagger that they have.
Hey, that's it. The swagger. That's it. But that attracts more. It just attracts more. But you got, that's that super fan mindset that you're confident, you're good, and you got the swagger, and people want to know what's going on. What's with that group? Look at these guys. And the magic happens.
Exactly. And that's where you want to get to. It takes a lot of effort. I don't believe in luck. I believe in opportunity, preparedness. And when the right opportunity comes along, you're ready. But I guess everybody, use a little luck too, but being successful and keeping committed to your system and not being afraid to make changes when necessary to adapt. And
that's a big statement right there, because a lot of people, well, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Well, sometimes you need to, it may not be broken, but a couple of tweaks, so much better. And people need to take that moment to revisit their systems and say, you know what, that worked 5 years ago, but we need to make an adjustment today and do that adjustment.
Right. It's like sailing. The wind, you got the good wind and you're going along and all of a sudden it changes. So you got to make a few adjustments and pick it back up and let's go.
Yep.
That changed the course. So yeah, you've got to do that. You got to keep it growing. Never can keep growing. Our goal is to grow 1% every day in our personal lives or our business lives, physical lives or spiritual lives. That's our model. What'd you do today to grow? What are you doing
right there? I'm going to have to borrow that statement, because I like that. Grow by 1% a day. That's very achievable. And that's something to really take into thought.
Right. That's 365%. But that's where when we look at things, break it all down. It's visible. It's achievable. I think that's where people get lost. You want to go from A to Z and they rush in doing that instead of going from A to B to C. Yep. And that eliminates a lot of fear. There's a lot of anxiety when you're an entrepreneur. I had to break it down one step at a time. Do that 1%. You'll get there. Trust me. We've all been there and you can do it. We're examples of that. So same with you. I've known you through all your career too, like that. You're always evolving, changing, zigzagging, and you got that important mind. And the thing with us is we never reach it. Right? We get close to it, we raise it up a little more.
Unfortunately, yes, we do. Cool. So Bill, how can people find you?
It's real easy. Right now, what I like to offer is this is the season. A lot of people are making those decisions about next year, about their health insurance. We're really focused on helping self-employed small business owners. We do help individuals and families too. But give me a call. I'd be happy to do a policy review, no charge. My phone number, 901-468-8893. You can send me an email at sparksw412@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, william.sparks@ushealth.com. So those are the places you can find. Don't feel reluctant to send me a text or an email, and we'll certainly schedule a time so I can at least listen to your situation, see if I can help.
Perfect. Well, Bill, it's been a pleasure having you on the Business Superfan podcast show. I think we shared a lot of great nuggets for everybody, and I look forward to having you on the show again in the future.
My pleasure, as always. We've been good friends for a long time. Appreciate the invitation to be part of your success and support it. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share some nuggets with the fan base here.
Yeah, appreciate it, buddy.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Yep, me too. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to episode 18 of the Business Superfan podcast show. We hope you enjoyed it and gained valuable insights. To support us, please give us your thumbs up, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends and colleagues, which helps us expand our audience. You can also donate to support our show. We want to express our heartfelt gratitude for being a valued member of the Business Superfans community. Together, let's foster a community of passionate, successful business enthusiasts by showing support through likes, subscriptions, and sharing. Thank you.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to businesssuperfans.com and get your hands on the book if you haven't already. Join the accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business. We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to BusinessSuperfans.com and get your hands on the book if you haven't already. Join the Accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Business Superfans podcast. If you found value in our dive into creating superfans for lasting success, show some love, hit like and subscribe for future episodes, and share with your network to spread the insights. We'd appreciate if you would write us a review as it helps our show. Your support is everything and fuels more content to boost your business. Till next time, keep rocking, superfans, superstars.